fall a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might get from a field.
Rock wall.
All right. You want to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest for food?
Straw.
Now, if you had a nice tea set, you say it's made out of
comb.
Alright. It could be that, alright. It could be that you may use this term for your very best issue. You say, I'm going to get out my
channel.
Now, what would you use to carry water?
Water bucket.
What do you carry milk in?
Milk bucket.
Would you call it something else if the
pail.
Bucket, right? Would you just call it anything else if it's made of plastic or galvanized metal? That would be it, wouldn't it?
I don't think so.
Alright. What sort of container do you use to carry food for the pigs? Would you give it a special?
You mean what it's called? Slop bucket.
Alright, fine. What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
And what is it made of?
Well, they're made of different things. I like orange skillet.
What about something big and black? Now, you may not have had experience with this, but then again, maybe some of your family have. What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil clothes?
Wash pot.
All right. Very good. What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower?
Flower bucket.
All right. Or you might keep it in the house. Good. You see. And would you put cut flowers? What would you put cut flowers in?
Vase.
All right, fine. And the eating utensils now that you set around the plate to put something?
Forks and knives and spoons, plates. No.
You doing all right? Okay. Now, if the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes, I must...
Wash dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she...
Set the table.
All right. But just immediately after she's washed the dishes, she's got to do something else. So
dry the dishes.
And before that, she picked up the stove pot.
Rinse the dishes.
What do you call the cloth or rag used in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And what do you call the cloth or rag used in drying dishes?
Drying towel.
Alright. And what do you call a small square of terry cloth that you use to
wash rag.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
And what do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
And what would happen now? Say it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze.
Right? And you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
In a what?
In a balloon.
Oh, in a balloon. Right. It would burst.
It would. Now, people used to buy flour in a...
barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Lard can.
And what do you use to enable yourself to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding the buggy?
Get up.
All right, very good. Or you might use an actual piece of...
whip.
Yeah, right. Now, if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
sack.
Let's see. What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
Toe sack.